Chris Salcedo.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on warranty. Washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
Now, a lot of Americans have never visited a mosque. And to the folks watching this today who haven't, think of your own church or synagogue or temple. And a mosque like this will be very familiar. This is where families come to worship and express their love for God and for each other.
That's Barack Obama.
You come here to meet candidates.
Yeah, can't meet candidates. Yeah, sure. That's Barack Obama visiting the mosque this week. And all well and good. You're not going to hear me bash him for visiting a mosque and praising a religion. As a matter of fact, I find it refreshing that an extremist lib like Barack Obama is actually finding a religion to praise.
As one of your members said, just look at the way we live. We are true Americans. So the first thing I want to say is two words that Muslim Americans don't hear often enough, and that is thank you.
Wow. He's really laying it on thick. And, you know, it was Bill Maher last week who said that he wishes liberals were as tough on Islam as they are in Christianity. But here's Barack Obama. Maybe he's striking out a new tone. Here is an extremist left winger, Barack Obama, praising religion.
Thank you for serving your community. Thank you for lifting up the lives of your neighbors.
Thank you.
And for helping keep us strong and united as one American family.
Wow.
We are grateful for that.
Muslims did all that. Did you know that? Muslims were responsible for keeping our communities together, keeping America together.
And since 9/11, but more recently since the attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, you've seen too often people conflating the horrific acts of terrorism with the beliefs of an entire faith. And of course, recently we've heard inexcusable political rhetoric against Muslim Americans.
Well, that's an out-and-out lie, but that's what Obama does. He's talking about Trump, of course. And Trump was talking about stopping Muslims from coming into the country until we get this vetting process worked out, until we can actually get a responsible government in place. I said I don't see the need to discriminate against people in their faith. I think we should stop all immigration into the United States until the elected leaders up on Capitol Hill do some work for a living. Done. Stop it. There's no need to discriminate. Just stop all of it, because the American people are what's important, not other people from other nations. And if we can't properly vet them, or we don't know who's coming in, or we don't have proper control over our borders, it is the American people who need to be put first. I don't care if you're a dang Republican or a Democrat or whatever you call yourself. Mr. Obama there is of course lying. Donald Trump was talking about folks who are not American Muslims. By definition, those who want to come into America, that's who Trump was talking about. So there's Mr. Obama conflating, as he usually does. He had more to say about Islam.
We have to understand, attack on one faith is an attack on all our faiths. And
no.
And when any religious group is targeted, we all have a responsibility to speak up.
Indeed. Well, you know what? Obama, this whole idea, if one religion is attacked, then they all are attacked. And we all should unite against the person who is doing the attacking, right? Isn't that right, Barack Obama?
Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ.
Oh, man, an attack on Christianity. Wait a minute. What do you think about that, Barack Obama?
We have to understand, an attack on one faith is an attack on all our faiths.
Ah, okay, I got you. Crusades, by the way, folks, historical facts, something Obama, well, if he doesn't know, he should know. 400 years of attacks by Muslims on Christian lands. The Crusades were a response, a very late response. Tremendous amount of restraint shown by the Christians way back in the day of the Crusades. It was a response. History proves that out, ladies and gentlemen. The Jim Crow thing, it's just, it's complete rubbish. Complete rubbish. Nobody who was a Christian believed that Jim Crow laws represented Christianity whatsoever. Anybody that was sane. But then there's Mr. Obama attacking Christianity. I'm sure it's the only time he's ever attacked Christianity.
As a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned.
Yeah, I get concerned. Yeah, do you get concerned when less than loving Muslims kill in the name of their faith, Mr. Obama? And do you identify them, sir? Do you identify them, sir? Well, that sounds to me like an attack on only on Christianity, Mr. Obama.
We have to understand, an attack on one faith is an attack on all our faiths.
I see. I see. Well, I'm sure that was just an isolated incident there as well, right?
George, I was also struck by President Obama's statement this week about the terror attack in Kenya.
In Kenya, you remember those students who were massacred, these Christian students who were massacred. Barack Obama had a statement about the massacre of those Christians who were massacred because they were Christians.
Let's put this up on the screen. He condemned a terror attack, quote, where innocent men and women were brazenly and brutally massacred. He never once mentioned the fact that it was Christians who were deliberately targeted.
Yes, these innocent people were guilty in the eyes of their killers of being Christians. But this is of a piece with the administration's mincing vocabulary as it kind of tiptoes on eggshells to avoid saying that there is a religious, irreducibly religious dimension to this conflict. They've tried to avoid this, but the facts keep rearing their ugly heads.
We have to understand, an attack on one faith is an attack on all our faiths.
So, an attack on people because they were Christians is an attack on all of our faiths, but Barack Obama didn't say that in reference to the Christians being slaughtered. Did he? No. Can you imagine Barack Obama getting up before this country? This would take somebody with a moral character. This would take somebody with an idea of fairness somewhere in their soul and their mind. But can you imagine him standing up before the country and saying, look, these Christians who have been slaughtered across the country, because we've had Christians beheaded here in the United States, honor killings. Well, those are Muslim on Muslim most of the time. But remember that woman who was beheaded by a Muslim? Or was it Oklahoma? But, you know, not so much here in this country, but as around the world. But, you know, those things do happen here in the United States, too. Can you imagine Barack Obama stepping up to the podium and saying, well, an attack on Christianity is an attack on all of our faiths? Has he ever done anything like that? Has he ever done that? And has he ever said, look, there are these Christians being burned alive in cages and being beheaded on beaches across the globe by radical Muslims. An attack on Christians is an attack on every faith. Did he do that from his White House perch? No. No, he didn't. The only time he does that is when he's defending another faith, exclusively the Muslim faith, as Barack Obama has appointed himself the spokesman for one religion, and that is Islam.
We have to understand, an attack on one faith is an attack on all our faiths. And when any religious group is targeted, we all have a responsibility to speak up.
Yes, unless it's a Christian who is being slaughtered, correct, Mr. Obama? unless it is a Jew being slaughtered. Isn't that correct, Mr. Obama? Because you didn't take to a podium when these horrors happen on a daily basis under attack from another faith or representatives of another faith from Islam. No, you can't be brought to wag your finger at those who are radical Islamic fundamentalist terrorists and urge those individuals who are so-called moderate Muslims. You can't be brought to say, look, an attack on these Christians is an attack on every faith. No, you don't do that, do you, Barack Obama? No. Resident Obama does that only for one faith, and there's a good reason for it, folks. And it goes right back to what Bill Maher had said. He wishes that liberals were as hard on Islam as they are on Christians. And I would rationalize on Jews as well. There's a reason why they do this, folks. There's a reason why for the double standard. And I think we touched on this last week, that liberals view Christianity and its principles and its precepts as obstacles to what they want to do. It's a whole inspiration for liberty and freedom thing. And they realize that that has informed our Constitution and our way of life. And they see a certain segment of the Muslim population as allies with them in destroying that way of life. And that's why I believe liberals do this.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.